Vanetics, with Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, a series of weekly teachings on spiritual leadership, soul growth, and the principles of divine administration, presented by the Mandate of the Bright and Morning Star at the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion. The title of this teaching is God's Protection and Divine Justice. Here is Gabriel of Urantia.
I wanted to correlate like a parimony between the Urantia book and the Bible, and where there are things in the New and Old Testament that shows that there is a hierarchy and that there's a judicial system all the way to paradise for judgment. Behold, till the thrones, that's where people sit in authority on the thrones. But the thrones were, and the Ancient of Days did sit. There again, the Ancient of Days, it's in the Old Testament, not just the Urantia book. Interesting. Whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of their head were like pure wool. Their throne was like the fiery flame, and the wheels as burning fire. In other words, they had authority. A fiery stream issued and came forth before them, a thousand ministered unto them, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. In other words, you stood before some pretty heavy dudes. And judgment was soon to be set. And the books were open, like they already knew who you were, what you did. It's all written in the books. And they're not going to guess. They're going to say, this is what you did. Back when? On Earth in 1985. On Earth in 2020. They got it all written down. And even in the New Age, it talks about the Akashic Records. It's all written. And so there's nothing that is not known to the gods, so to speak. And the Ancient of Days are pretty heavy dudes. And when you stand before them, you want to be clean. You at least want to be forgiven and know that you're forgiven. You know, we as human beings, we don't like to have judges before us. We don't like to be judged. Yeah, but we do like to judge others, strange. But God is a righteous judge. On earth, you'd find very, very little righteous judges, because judges judge by the book, the law, the letter of the law. And therefore, judges on earth, in the judicial, we're talking about judicial system, make many wrong judgments because they're going by the book. They're going by the letter of the law, like it says right here, and this is as far as they go. And this is how they judge you. One thing is missing in most human judges is common sense. I had a friend that was a judge, and he was a musician, and he's the only one that sent me from Pittsburgh a letter before he died and said, I admire, he called me Tony, I admire you, Tony. He didn't know me as Gabriel, but I admire you, Tony, for your courage. Because you're the only one that left Pittsburgh to try to become successful in music. coming from him, that was a tremendous accomplishment, encouragement for me, that he honored me in that way. And he was a man that I remember in my life that I trusted, that I learned to trust. And even though in his younger years, he drank, he got mad, and he was a big guy, 6'6" or something. And he was pretty heavy, too. And I liked to hang with him because he was a good protector, too. And we got, you know, we used to get in fights in clubs. There used to be fights in clubs. And we were playing this one club in South Pittsburgh somewhere in the suburbs. And it was a tough area. Tough people went in there, men, tough men and women. And this big fight happened. And they were throwing beer bottles, they were throwing benches, they were, you know, fist fighting. And Bob put me behind him. You know, that's the kind of guy he was, very protective. And he took the beer bottles, he took whatever came at him and, you know, knocked them away. For me, because he was a protector, he liked me. And so I liked to be with him, you know. And he protected me all throughout my years in Pittsburgh when he became an attorney and then a judge. And he said, "Don't worry about the money, Tony." He said, "You need something, you call me," you know. And that's how the judicial system should be. Protectors for all of us. When we stand before a judge or hire an attorney, particularly a defending attorney, we should know that we are being protected. You know, we don't have to second guess them and feel safe in their arms. So we don't really have a judicial system. Divine administration is learning how to be righteous judges. You know, there's good judgment and bad judgment. And in good judgment, it's called discernment. And we are to have righteous discernment, good discernment. But when that discernment, it's a very thin line, a very thin line between discernment and unrighteous judgment. Very thin line. But God wants us to have discernment and righteous judgment. As we become ascended, we should be men and women that could be trusted because our motives are correct, because we are protectors. When you know someone to be a protector, you will want to be around them. You will want to be with them. You will want to invite them to events and things and parties, and you know, because they're protectors. You want to be in their company. When there's someone you can't trust, you don't want to be around them. You know, and it's like that even in the neighborhood. If you can't trust someone, you don't want to be around them. You learn to stay away from them. You know, that's somebody you can't trust, you know. But when you can trust them, you want them in your company. And so I just challenge all of you to be in the judicial system of God and become a man and woman that could be trusted. Because then you have friends. Don't isolate yourself from other people. God is not asking you to be an isolated soul. There's this thing in the Urantia book called the union of souls. You can't be in union unless you show yourself to be friendly. If you isolate yourself, who knows you? Who knows who you are? And if the people don't know who you are, you can't be trusted. You know? So change this pattern of isolation because you're lonely. Isolation is the lonely. People say, oh, I don't have any friends. Well, are you trying to make friends? I don't have any friends. Nobody likes me. Well, who do you like? You know, if you're isolating yourself, who could know you? You got to let your hair down. You got to be willing to be misunderstood. You got to be willing to let people know that you're a human being. You know, you're not a robot. You got to get in the judicial system. God's judicial system is people that are friendly and can be trusted. And the guy I'm talking about, he was like one of the boys. Even when he was a judge, we didn't think of him as a judge. We thought of him as Bob. You know, Bob, call me, Tony, anytime you need help. He didn't say, call me when you have $1,000 to pay for my services. He didn't say that. Call me, Tony, if you need anything. You know? So there was a few times I called him. He was always happy I called. Then he'd say, come out and have dinner with me. Do you say come out and have dinner with me to anybody? Do you make yourself friendly? That's what he did. Made himself friendly. Do you do that? Because if you don't, shut up. Shut up. Don't say nobody likes me. Don't say that. If you feel that way, you're not showing yourself friendly. So the judicial system begins with you. God is asking you to build that judicial system first within your heart. If you want the honor, your honor, if you want the honor of being called a judge one day in God's kingdom, be a friend. People will recognize your authority. You don't have to show it. You don't have to say, look, I graduated from blah, 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 until you're friendly. That means nothing. Nobody cares about your credentials. They care about your love. That's what they care about, not your credentials. They don't care where you graduated from. They don't care what level of degree you have. That degree doesn't mean nothing. God doesn't hire people by degrees. There'll be no degrees in the kingdom of God. There'll only be ascension levels. And ascension levels are earned by friendliness, by love, and by service.
Vanetics, a weekly podcast highlighting the teachings of Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase, founders of the University of Ascension Science and the Physics of Rebellion, home of the Global Temple of Divine Administration. For those who feel called to serve humanity as destiny reservists, visit uaspr.org. We bid you come.